Good morning. 11 after 8, stay-at-home orders in effect. You can only go to the grocery, pick up food, get medicine, and listen to WGN.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Can't have your heart in.
Let's get the entertainment news of the day.
Also a very essential service.
Yes, Dean Richards providing that for us. Hey, you were right about The Crown. It was available like at 1 in the morning on Sunday.
Did you get up and watch?
Well, no, but I found out that it was available prior to Sunday evening. We watched, and it's very good, except you need to put the subtitles on. You need to put the captioning on because you know, it's hard to understand English sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes it takes me a while usually with English films. Depending on the, you know, the dialect of the Queen's English, to kind of get in the rhythm of the whole thing. It's like when I go to the Shakespeare Theater and go see a play, back when we could go see plays.
I remember that.
You know, it took a little while to kind of get in the rhythm of the Shakespearean talk. So, yeah, closed captioning is a good idea.
So, the People's Choice Awards happened last night, virtually, of course, right?
Yeah, very definitely virtual and very definitely the dumbest award show that there is because, I mean, you know, people, you know, fans can vote for this. They cast more than a billion with a B votes last month for this. And, you know, people could vote 25 times in each category. What do they think this is, a presidential race? So, you know, there is absolutely no... It's who has fans with the most time on their hands, really, to sit there and vote over and over and over again.
Jennifer, who has the best social media?
Yeah, maybe, well, really, and can mobilize their fans. That's very true. The female artist of the year was voted as Ariana Grande. Male artist of the year, Justin Bieber. The Korean supergroup BTS got the Song of the Year honors for their song "Dynamite." For the best movie of the year, the honors went to the movie Bad Boys for Life. That was the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence movie, which was a cute movie. To call it movie of the year, I think, you know, gave most film critics a huge pain in their cerebral region. The Kissing Booth 2 was named Comedy Movie of the Year. Hamilton won for Best Drama, even though it's a musical. And Grey's Anatomy won Best TV Show of the Year. Never Have I Ever won Best TV Comedy. And Riverdale won for Best TV Drama. So the common thread here is it's very clearly 18 to 24-year-olds that are, you know, just voting over and over and over with this.
And the movie you were talking about here Friday, Freaky, did pretty well at the box office, didn't it?
It did. It you know, for pandemic standards, it did really well. You know, no movie is making the kind of money that they did prior to the pandemic. But considering that people are not going to theaters, considering most people, you know, especially now with the stay-at-home order that's in effect, this is really going to have an effect on some of these movies that are only going to be released in theaters right now because nobody's going to be going out to theaters. But the Vince Vaughn movie Freaky, which is, you know, kind of a delightful movie. I'm not the biggest fan of slasher movies, but this one is funny and, you know, has got some heart to it. But it opened with $4 million, which is that's considered really good right now for a movie to open to that amount. But, you know, we've got this Ron Howard directed movie, Hillbilly Elegy, which is only in theaters right now. Next week, it'll be on Netflix. We've got Ma Rainey's Black Bottom Blues, which is going to first open in select theaters and then come to Netflix. That's going to be around Christmas time. They're only putting these movies in theaters just so they can become eligible for Academy Award nomination. People are, you know, they're just not going to go to theaters right now. They can't go to theaters
nope,
right now to see anything.
Okay, celebrity breakup breaking news. What do you got?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a surprising news because Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis were considered, you know, kind of a solid couple. They've been together for 7 years. And over the weekend, they announced that they are splitting up. They said that this has been in the making now for about a year, and that it's amicable. And they are right now, they're just concentrating on being great parents and getting into a co-parenting routine. They have a six-year-old son and a four-year-old daughter. So always sorry to hear when that happens, but it sounds like they're trying to make the best of it.
Dean, tell us about this Chicago rapper who's in the hospital.
Yeah, this is the story of a young man who grew up on the South Side. He went to Morgan Park High School, went to Columbia College, and was really lucky and got a deal, a recording contract, and has had a couple of hit albums and several songs. His name is Jeremiah. And, oh, we're doing construction again here at WGN.
New office for you, Dean.
Oh, very nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out where the throne should go.
I hope they're putting up plastic barriers someplace. Soundproof rooms would be nice.
Yeah.
After we went through the whole summer of construction noise here. Anyway, the rapper's name is Jeremiah. And he is in a Chicago hospital. They have not said which one, but it has been reported that he is not doing well, that he's on a ventilator. He's only 33 years old. And, you know, I bring it up partially because he does have a lot of fans in Chicago, but partially because people are thinking that if you're, you know, in your 30s, you're not going to get COVID-19 or you're going to bounce back from it. And here's a case where somebody who is apparently not doing very well at all at only 33 years old, 50 Cent and Chance the Rapper are friends of his, and they have tweeted, you know, their love and support to him over the weekend. So we'll keep a close eye on that. The weird celebrity COVID-19 testing news comes from singer Erykah Badu. She was about to do one of these virtual concerts with her band. So, you know, they were all going to get together. So they all said, let's go get tested and make sure that we're all positive. They all go to get tested, and Erykah Badu's tests come back that she is COVID-19 positive in one nostril, but is COVID-19 negative in the other nostril.
What?
Which I'd never even heard that you could have a twin spin like that.
I think if it's in one nostril, you're positive.
It would,
period.
It would seem that way, but that's the way the results came back. So I don't know if she put her band only on one side.
She only has to wear half a mask. What?
I don't understand it, but it's another new page in our COVID-19 chronicles.
Let's talk about Matthew McConaughey and what he's up to right now.
Yeah, he's got this new book out that is called Green Lights. And it is a little bit of a memoir. In this book, he kept a journal his entire adult life, and writes about things that happened to him in his career, happened in his family with both his parents as a kid growing up, and now as a parent with his own three children. And the metaphor that he uses in life is that in life you will be faced with red lights and green lights and yellow lights. And how you best use those opportunities is how, you know, it will maximize your life. Everyone is going to be faced with red lights, and how do you deal with that? And sometimes you have to proceed with caution, and those are yellow lights, and sometimes things will go great, and those are green lights. But it's really interesting, and I got to say, I was really surprised at how thoughtful and deep all of this was. I am recommending the book, but we did a Chicago-exclusive interview with Matthew to talk about the book, to talk about what he's been doing during COVID-19. He's quarantining at his home in Austin, Texas, with his wife and kids and his 88-year-old mom. And he says that, you know, that it's turning out to be a huge green light, that The kids get to have their grandmother around them every single day, that they sit down together as a family and have dinner every day and talk. And he says that they're, you know, even though COVID-19 is nothing to say it's good, he said that there are some green lights to this, that there are some positives, that the family is there. There's more qualitative family time. So we talked with him a little bit about the book and his career, but also he is the most dedicated dad. And that's one of the places that we started.
What kind of advice would you give your kids? Would you want them to have as many green lights as possible? Or would you also want them to experience red lights so they appreciate the green lights when they finally come?
Got to have the shadows to appreciate the light. Have to. As I was saying earlier, if it's all life's all green lights, if life is one big yes, you're just going to run in circles and get dizzy and burn out. You know, if life's nothing but candy, well, your teeth are going to rot out pretty quickly. And you're going to look up and go, wow, this was short money. Look, my kids are growing up in an affluent household. We were one of the haves, you know. And so Camille and I continually try to watch with our children. Okay, we don't want to deny that. We want to help them be abreast of the affluence that we have. But to respect it.
Do you want to punch somebody when they say all right, all right, all right to you? If no. You hear that one more time, are you going to scream?
No, I'm not. I actually look, those are the first three words I ever said in film. In a summer in 1992 on the film Days Confused, my first night on a set, first night acting in a scene that we improvised, that I didn't know at that time if that was going to be the one night I worked in this little hobby, this little fun night I had in 92 and never acted again. And it turned out to be 28 years later, a career for me. So when I hear it, that's a call back to my inception of when I started doing what I've grown to love to do.
All right, all right, all right.
You know, and if someone says it, they're usually in a pretty good mood. They're usually about to offer something that you want. But you have better chances of that being a situation you want to be in.
Yeah, you never hear somebody say, all right, all right, all right, and then something bad is about to happen. It's always something very positive that comes from it all.
Did he have his shirt off during the interview?
No, he did. No, he's I will say he's grown up a little bit. I did. I was joking around with him about him playing the bongos in the nude, like he was reportedly did back in the day. And he said he still has those bongo drums. He still plays them. And I said, well, hopefully with more clothes on right now. And he goes, well, hopefully not. So, you know, I think there's still a little wild child left in him.
Yeah, he plays the bongos now sitting in his Lincoln. That's what he does. Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right.